Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes and my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, is such a virtuous woman. I mean, she's full of good works, overflowing with good works. Wonderful companion, praise God. And she's out, amen, doing, working, doing good, praise God. And she'll hopefully be back on a future broadcast. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know I've been saying it for a while, but I'm telling you, I love my wife, Missionary Velvet, and she's doing a wonderful job. Praise God. I'm telling you. But I'm here on radio, like I always do, to spread the gospel. Amen. To all of you out there in the free world, and to those of you that are behind prison bars, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He want to make the real change in your life, to turn you away from sin, to turn you off the life of crime, and make you productive men and women in society. Change your life and get you off the wrong road, place you on the right road to heaven. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We have had some wonderful anointing services in time past in the jails and prison, praise God. I'm telling you, and we are gearing up to go back again to preach the word of God, praise the Lord. And we already started, praise the Lord, amen, ministry to those that's behind prison bars. And we're here on radio like we always do, preaching the gospel, amen. Letting people know about Jesus, praise God. We have a powerful message we've been teaching about repentance. And we're going to carry it into the month of October of 2023. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the exciting message and for inspirational music, praise God. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. I'm telling you, it's ever time to turn your heart to Jesus. It is now, with all the evil and the violence going on in our nation, in our world. People need Jesus. Yes, they do. Jesus is your friend. He can help you to come all the way out of sin. Not just part the way out, but all the way out. Jesus will take sin out of you and place in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ. That is the new birth, being boned again. I'm telling you, that's the new birth. People need the new birth. Amen. The reason why people commit sin is because the sinful nature is still in them. If the sinful nature is in you, you're going to sin. You're going to backslide. That's the reason why Israel backslided. That's why David sinned with Bathsheba. And you got Christians today thinking that they can have to live in sin all your days. You got preachers preaching that. And they feel like you have to sin all your days. But I'm here on radio to spread the good news. To let you know that Jesus came into the world not only to forgive you of your sin, but Jesus came into the world to save you and deliver you from your sins. Yes, he did. The Bible declares in St. John 8:36, amen, Jesus said, "For he that the Son set free is free indeed." Jesus will give you a deed to your freedom. Yes, he come to take sin out of us. When he takes sin out of us, we don't have no desire to go back in that world and commit sin. The reason why you got young people designed to fornicate, amen, want to shack up. You have people designed to use drugs. use fentanyl, all these eat evil things, smoke weed, amen, drink alcohol, make mash, those of you that's behind prison bars. The reason why you have people to talk profanity, tell lies, is because of that sinful nature we inherited from the fall of Adam. Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden. And therefore sin passed upon the human race. When a baby is born into the world, that sinful nature is in that child and grows up and causes that child to pick up habits that's evil in the eyes of God. But Jesus came into the world to pull that sinful nature out of you so that you can be born again. That's the new birth, people. And people need to understand that. Jesus said in St. John, the 3rd chapter, he told Nicodemus, the wind blow where it listeth. You hear the sound thereof. Can't see where it's coming, nor can you see where it's going. So is he that is born of the Spirit. Amen. The new birth is when the Lord breathes the life in our soul and sanctifies holy. Praise God. Amen. That's the new birth. Some people think the new birth is only the water. But I want to let you know, Jesus said, except you be born of the water and of the Spirit. Some people think the Spirit, being born of the Spirit, is the Holy Ghost, being baptized with the Holy Ghost. But that's not the new birth. The new birth is when Jesus breathes a life in your soul and sanctify you holy. Praise God. That's the new birth. And people need to understand and know that. Now, I buy time on radio to preach the understanding of the Word of God. Because there are so many preachers out there don't have the revelation. All they preach is what you read in your scripture. But I want to let you know there's hidden mysteries in that Bible. And it takes an anointed preacher called by God that has the insight of the Holy Ghost to dig those mysteries out to bring to you so that you can understand what Jesus means. I'm telling you what salvation is. Amen. Jesus come to root that sinful nature out of the people. Because we can't go to heaven with that sinful nature in us. And people need to understand, know that. Glory to God. Water baptism only lays a foundation. Water baptism is a testimony. Amen. That you are giving up your committed sin. The Lord will forgive you of your committed sins. Amen. And the water baptism will physically wash your body as a testimony you're changing your way of living. No more will you do them evil things again. That's what water baptism is. That's being born of the water. Because you're getting ready to change your life. Turn from your sin. But in order for you to keep that testimony, then Jesus has to do his part. He has to go down in your heart and take out that desire, that Adam nature of sin out of you, so that you'll be able to obey and do what you say you'll do. Amen. Live a life to please God. Turn from your sin and begin to live for Jesus. You won't backslide and go back to sin. Because Jesus done pull that Adam nature, that sinful nature out your heart. I'm telling you, people, we need to do that. Jesus said in St. John 14 and 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man come to the Father but by me. You must go through Jesus to get to God. And people need to understand, know that. Glory to God. That's the reason why I'm a Jesus man. I preach Jesus. People want to say, thank you, God. But I want to let you know Jesus is the mediator between God and man. Jesus is the one that will get you ready to see God. Because God wants his children to be holy. He don't want to look at you and see sin. He wants to see Jesus in your life. He wants to see holiness in your life. And in order for him to see holiness in your life, you must be washed and clean and sanctified, holy through the blood. And he wants to look at you living a life with victory over sin in this sinful world. Yes, sir. Praise God. I know I'm preaching like thunder and lightning here on the broadcast, because I'm a thunder and lightning preacher. Praise God. Let's hear a song of worship before we continue with the message. Praise God. Amen. Wonderful song talking about a beautiful love. I'm telling you, it's so wonderful to have the love of Christ in your life. If everybody had Jesus, what a wonderful world it would be. My book that's coming out talking about a glimpse of God's magnificent plan for his children that's out there on Amazon. Praise God. I'm telling you, it's a book that talks about a world that everybody know just righteous. No such thing as sin. No such thing as a negative gesture, a negative thought. All of that does not exist. All the people know is to do right. I love a world like that. When people love Jesus, no false religions, no idol gods, nobody doing evil, but everybody do right. I love a world like that. When Christ come in you, you want to do right. You want to have a smile on your face. You want to treat people right. Because heaven will be in you, in us. I'm telling you, we want to live right. I don't like to, amen, hear and do sin. I don't want to. Because Jesus come to fix it so we can have joy. We can have peace. We can have love. It's so sad to hear all the violence going on in our world. All the homicides in our cities and towns. The drug overdoses. All of that evil. People worshiping idol gods. Worshiping false religions. Going, getting involved in witchcraft. All of that evil in the eyes of God. But Jesus come to take sin out of the sinner. It's more to being a Christian than just going to the morning bench, going to the altar, praying the sinner's prayer, saying, Lord, forgive me of my sin, being baptized in water as a testimony, you're changing your way of living. And some people said being baptized in Jesus' name. It's more to it, people. We got to leave the Jordan River. Leave the water, because the water do not deliver you from your sin. It's only a testimony, people. But Jesus come to take us away from the river. Take us away from the water. Go to Calvary, people. So many Christians bypass Calvary. So many Christians just look at Calvary. They think it's not important. Some people feel that Calvary is only there so that you don't have to offer up bulls, goats, and heifers to, amen, make sacrifices for your sin. That's the only thing they think Calvary is there for. But I want to let you know Calvary is more than that. Jesus gave his life on Calvary's cross to cleanse us and to take out that out of nature of sin out of us so that we won't go back in that world and commit sin anymore. And people need to understand, know that. Amen. The Bible declares in 1 John 1:29, where John was preaching, amen, Jesus came down to his baptism. And John was in the Holy Ghost. Yes, he was. Praise God. And John testified this, bear record of this. Amen. The Bible declares in the Gospel according to St. John 1:29. The next day, John sees Jesus coming unto him and said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Not the sins, but the sin of the world. Jesus come to take out that Adam nature of sin, people. And people, we need to know that. And I'm spreading on radio to let people know, let preachers know, Jesus come to take that Adam nature of sin out of you, out of the people. Because how can you go to heaven with that Adam nature of sin in you? I'm telling you, praise God. How can you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost with that Adam nature of sin in you? People need to wake up, church. Wake up, people. Jesus come to root that thing out and place in us a brand new nature, the nature of Christ. That's the new birth, being boned again. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's go to 1 John, the 3rd chapter in your Bibles. 1 John 3. Praise God. You see, I'm a Bible preacher. Amen. Like I tell them inmates. Amen. When I go there to preach, I'm made up of scriptures. Glory to God. Amen. Because I'm a Bible man. on my Jeep that I drive. Amen. Got Bible in. I'm a Bible man. Praise God. Amen. 1 John the 3rd chapter. Amen. And verse number 5. It says, and ye know that he, speaking of Jesus, was manifested to take away our sins. In him is no sin. Then you know Jesus come to take your sins away. Yes, he did. He come to take your sins away. Now, if Jesus take your sins away, how are you going to use them? I do a demonstration in the prison I preach at. I do a demonstration in the churches that I preach. Wherever I go, down in South Carolina, any places I go, if the Lord lead me, I do a demonstration. Amen. To let people see what Jesus come to do. Jesus come to take your sins away. Now, if Jesus come to take your sins away, how can you use them? Answer that, people. The Bible said in 1 John, the 3rd chapter, verse number 5, and you know that he, speaking of Jesus, was manifested to take away our sins. In him is no sin. Verse 6, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Let you know, when Jesus take your sins away, you don't have no desire to commit sin. Jesus will take that desire out for alcohol. Take that desire out for drugs. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. He'll take away that desire to commit fornication and adultery, to tell lies, to use profanity. Yes, Jesus will root that thing out of you because he rooted out of me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, he did. He'll root that thing out. Amen. When Christ come in you, you'll be able to live holy because he'll set you free. Yes, sir. Yes, he will. Verse 6 of the 3rd chapter of 1 John. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth have not seen Jesus, neither known him. So many Christians talking about they are Christian and know Jesus. That Bible says you don't know the man if you still commit sin. That's what the Bible says. Not what I say. It's what that Bible says. And people need to understand, know that. Amen. Don't let the devil fool you into hell believing that you can serve God in your sins. And people, we need to understand, know that. Jesus come to take sin out of the sinner and place in us a brand new nature, the nature of Christ being born again. That's the new birth. The new birth is not just the water. The new birth is the being born of the Spirit. That is getting washed in the blood of the Lamb. People, we need to look at Calvary. It's more to Calvary than just being forgiven of your committed sins. But Jesus come to root that Adam nature of sin out of us so that we can be pure. We can be free. Because as I said in St. John 8:36, Jesus said, he who the Son set free is free indeed. Jesus come to deliver us all the way out of sin, to set us completely free so that we can be baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost and that with fire. Praise God. Because the Holy Ghost do not dwell in no sinner. You hear me? And people need to understand all that. So many Christians looking at the Old Testament patriarchs. King David was not filled with the Holy Ghost. And I'm putting on radio to let you know that. The Holy Ghost came upon David, but it didn't get in him. Because David had sin in him. Praise God. And he had to wait for Jesus to come. He couldn't go to heaven like that. He had to go down and wait for Jesus to come to preach to him so that he can get sanctified. And people need to understand, know that. Don't try to go to heaven, pattern your life after King David. But I want to let you know you need to look to Jesus because he's our example who did no sin. Neither was any guile found in his mouth.
I'm telling you, praise God. It's a powerful message here. Amen. We're going to continue on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, breathe in their soul and sanctify them wholly. Lord, wash them in your blood. Put their joy in there. Put their peace and love in their heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their body. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the rheumatism, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus. Go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know, Lord, you got a better life for them. Lord, let them know that you love them, Lord. You want to transform their life, change their life. Before it be too late. Deliver them from what the devil got them tied to. Deliver them from alcohol, from drugs, Lord Jesus. From, amen, committing crimes of shoplifting, stealing, robbing. Amen. Commit murder. Praise God. Sex crimes. Lord, deliver them from that mess. Set them free. Worshiping false religions. Lord, deliver them from that mess. Because Jesus, you are the only way to heaven. Praise God. Let them know that. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up, say thank you, Jesus, while you're praising God for deliverance. Those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on the website, the Heaven Bound Train website. It's an anointed website, a really big website that blesses everyone that click on in there. Click on it any time of day or night. The Heaven Bound Train website. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, those of you that's incarcerated, write our ministry for Bibles, other life-changing material. Spanish-speaking inmates, write for Spanish material. Called Jesus Love, the Spanish-speaking people. Praise God. Amen. It's a pleasure being able to come into your homes, automobile, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the love of God. Called Jesus loves you. Yes, he does. And I love you. That's why I preach the truth. Because I want people to be saved. I want you to make heaven your home. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, because it's ever time to get saved, get right. It's now. Praise the Lord. Because I'm telling you, we're going to need Jesus when we leave this world. Yes, sir. You're going to need him. Praise the Lord. Amen. So next broadcast is Chaplain William Holmes saying, that if Jesus, I'm a Jesus man, I'm a Bible man. If Jesus come back for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you next week at the same time for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry Broadcast. God bless you. I love you. God bless you. Praise God.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.